I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
Department of Natural Resources has pitched quite a change to the duck hunting season in the state. The agency is seeking input on a proposed three-duck, any-bird option. It would be an alternative to the current six-duck bag that is subject to species and sex limits. The DNR says the proposal aims to recruit new waterfowl hunters. I'll explain the choice the DNR is offering waterfowlers when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish, and nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. The Minnesota DNR is inviting anyone interested in waterfowl hunting to comment on a proposal to create an optional alternative three-duck bag limit. If the DNR implements the proposal, it would allow hunters to choose between 1. A new alternative three-duck per day bag limit of any species and sex of duck, or the current standard six-duck total bag limit, under which there are bag limits that vary by species and sex. In layman terms, under option 1, you shoot your first 3 any ducks and go home. Don't worry about which ducks you've shot. Under option 2, you can take 6 birds home, but you have to make sure you don't shoot more than a certain number of hen mallards, wood ducks, canvasbacks, etc. South Dakota and Nebraska began offering the 3-duck any bird bag in 2021. There's an online questionnaire available through Monday, August 17th, where the public can comment. Just go to mndnr.gov/waterfowl.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.